I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we're live on a Wednesday night.
Start to blend.
Yeah, that's what Karen always says when I mess the days up. And I appreciate the excuse, but I have things scheduled and it didn't blend. I just made a mistake, y'all. It happens every once in a while. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, which is how I know it's Wednesday, you know, or Indigenous People Day or whatever everybody celebrates, you know.
It don't matter if it's just an excuse to get together and eat.
Yeah, not gonna lie. Around my parents' house, it's still gonna be called Thanksgiving. And, you know, honestly, man, I'm thankful that I get to see my parents this year. Last year, my mom just dropped some food off at the front door.
I didn't go up to the house.
And we came and picked it up and took it home and warmed it up and it was delicious, but you know, it's not the same obviously, but I'm just thankful I got a family that's not crazy and they all vaccinated and you know, the ones I'm gonna get to see, you know, it's still gonna be a small gathering from my understanding, which is totally fine with me. You know, I know, you know, some folks is going to want to do the big thing, but I don't think I'm ready to do the big indoor family gathering yet. Mm-mm. But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that tomorrow and I'm thankful for that and I'm thankful for the show and the opportunities the show has provided us. And, shout out to all the people signing up right now with the Black Friday or African American Friday deal, as I like to call it. I see y'all and, I'm getting the emails from anybody that's having like issues and stuff and I'm handling that. But we're taking care of it for y'all. And so, don't forget to take advantage of that special and thank you. All right. Let's, go ahead and get into the show then. The official weapon of the show is
a taser,
an unofficial sport.
Bullet ball
extreme. And oh, I forgot to mention, we now have like a, referral link to Anchor. So if you're a podcaster and you've been thinking about like moving hosts and stuff, because most hosts charge you, it costs money. I was listening to a podcaster the other day and they were like, you know, it cost me $600. I think it was JL Cavani. It cost me $600 just to host this show. And I was like, damn. Woo. You know, I remember them days. I used to be on Podomatic and we paid that fee. And it's nothing against Podomatic, you know, they were good and very professional, but you know, at Anchor we don't pay anything. And there's all the other options to monetize your show and stuff. Built in.
The larger your show gets, the more it costs.
Yeah, so, depending on your download numbers, you can qualify for to be an advertiser with them and get money that way. Like, so we have a referral link. I'll start putting in the show notes today and I'll try to remember put it in there every day so that if you're a podcaster and you're thinking about switching or you're a podcaster that, wants to just give it a try, you know, or if you're a podcaster that wants to start a new podcast and you're like, where should I do it? You know, I hear this all the time. I suggest people try different hosts out anyway. So like let's say you like, I'm going to do a spinoff podcast, host it on a different platform, see what they working with.
Yeah, just to see.
You know, so I would say give Anchor a shot. And then if you do, and I think if you publish an episode within the first 30 days of going over there, we get like $20 or something like that. It's no big thing. I think we get like a gift certificate or something, but I really do like Anchor. This is not a bullshit endorsement. Whenever we play that ad during the show, that's for real. I think they do a great job and they've been a great host so far.
Yeah, and I have a family member who actually started a podcast and they were saying that's how they started their podcast. And Anchor is so simple, you can actually do it all from your telephone. Like, it's literally that simple. You know, you don't have to buy all this because everybody thinks I have to have all this specific equipment and all this stuff. But, you know, you actually do not have to. Just make sure your surrounding is, you know, quiet enough. Turn your phone on and keep it going, you know, particularly if you're just starting, because you don't want to invest that money and then find out 3 weeks later, oh, shit, this is working. I won't do it no more.
Right. All right. Well, let's get into the show. Let's give Shanna a reason to break dance.
Again? Look, here we go again. We got variants. Really need to keep a mask on hand and follow the plan. Get the vaccine and second shots, whether woman or man. Black Eye Who Tips is doing their part, but the dummies expand. Niggas would rather believe a bunch of misinformation. Fuck y'all idiots not getting shots. Now we gotta regress. If we keep going in this direction, we never can rest. Never can get back to the lives we be living the best. Damn fool, stop the lying. Stop the intubation crying. Cause it's your fault that motherfuckers dying. Huh? Damn fool, stop the lying. Stop the ventilator crying, cause it's your fault the motherfuckers dying. I do not understand this shit. I'm not a fan of this. We were like one win from the pandemic championship, but fuckers wanna leave it to game 7 with Giannis Antetokounmpo blocking forward progression and Chris middle fingers to your plans, man. Damn, looks like it's no Drew Holiday for you and your mans. I'm sick of black people dying for real, so I'm just writing this new piece to let you know how I feel. Coronavirus, yeah. Fuck that COVID-19, it's unseen, it's creeping in the air for you to breathe, yeah. Huh, so fuck that COVID-19, it's unseen, it's creeping in the air for you to breathe, yeah.
Coronavirus. And just while I'm thinking about it, make sure y'all support and check out the man Felt Five on Spotify. Like I said, man, the stuff he's done for all these different podcasts is dope. But he's just a great artist in his own right.
Ain't he dope?
So you should be having him on your playlist, checking this shit out. Like, it's not just for the shows and the segments that he's making music. He's just a professional artist that is a fan of a lot of these shows and really has chosen to give us all some really fucking epic theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, thank you, Felt Five. Now let's get into this coronavirus. Unruly passengers face nearly $162,000 in new fines.
Let's go.
The FAA is not playing.
Mm-mm,
penalties can be as high as $40,000.
Get them. Don't come on our plane acting a motherfucking fool. Fine them.
8 passengers on Monday, they announced the fines, and there's totaling $161,823, the third highest set of fines since the agency announced a zero tolerance policy for unruly onboard behavior earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
The steepest fine is $40,823.
Yeah, because they're tired of it. They're like, look, we have to do our jobs. You're going to wear this mask. You're not going to act a motherfucking fool. We got the right to kick you off our planes. We got the right to put you on lists. I think I forgot which one of the major airlines. One of the major airlines, like, look, we need to swap information. If we ban them, they need to be banned across the board. Get on the motherfucking car and drive there. Don't act the fool on our plane and then just go hop and make an appointment somewhere else. No, you ought to not be able to fly on any airline. I bet you learned then.
The steepest fine is $40,823, and it's for a passenger who the FAA says illegally brought their own alcohol on board a Southwest Airlines flight. Then, when a flight attendant told the passenger to stop drinking, the passenger sexually assaulted the flight attendant.
What?
Yep. The agency alleges the passenger went to the plane's lavatory to smoke weed. The passenger was arrested for resisting arrest and public intoxication. Another passenger who appeared to be intoxicated took off his face mask repeatedly after crew members told him to keep it on. He swore at other passengers and yelled at the crew members saying, "This is America. This is free speech. What don't you understand?" He got a $24,000 fine.
Get him.
I wonder who enforces the fines and what happens if you don't pay the fine.
That's a good
question.
I
assume you can't fly on some of those lines, but it's FAA, so maybe that applies to all planes. But I would like to see somebody go to jail. It's giving me jail.
Right.
If you just say I'm not paying the fine, I'm like, okay, cool. You know what the next step is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They better keep his ass in jail, because he come back out here, this gonna be a horror movie nightmare for his ass. He don't want to come back around here playing with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After you decide you won't put out so long. Okay, we coming to get you, and you're going to be arrested.
Yeah.
Get this jail time then, because the thing is, you ought to have enough common sense to know how to behave on a plane. It ain't like flying is brand new.
Another passenger urinated on the bathroom floor, verbally abused the flight crew, and refused to follow crew instructions to wear a face mask. $17,000. One of them threw a drink and stomped on it. Another went to the lavatory, mixed his own alcohol with a soft drink, and threw the empty liquor bottle into the toilet. Okay. People are not allowed to drink their own alcohol on the flight or even in the airport for that matter. They're not, mm-hmm. You know what a lot of this shit is making me think too, man. You got a alcohol problem. Like, it's not all just you know, make America great again, I'm not wearing a mask or whatever the fuck, you know, QAnon shit. Some of this is like, these niggas got problems to where, like, I can't be on the flight if I have my alcohol. Mm-hmm. Whether it be, you know, the stress of flying, whether it be just, you know, general substance abuse. But some of this sounds like some substance abuse issues that have leaked into this other shit, you know, and obviously if you're drunk on the plane, like, that's saying something, you know what I mean, in my opinion.
Right, and it's also one of those things where, just like a lot of people picked up good habits, a lot of people picked up bad habits during the pandemic. So a lot of people might have, you know, kind of leaned on drinking, and now all of a sudden it's a huge part of their lives. And so mm-hmm. it's one of these things where, you know, for some people they feel like they can't function. And so it's one of those things where, yes, we got to fine, we have to fee. You know, we're going to have to arrest, because it's like, people need to have the ability to fly safe. The staff, the crew, they don't, you know, nobody wants to go to their job and get cussed out and berated and sexually assaulted, all because you're doing your job.
Yep. So, yeah, that's basically what they said in the article. So, let's see.
No, I'm about to say, and the thing is, what's sad is that they actually had to stop serving alcohol because people were acting as such a motherfucking fool, which,
yeah, I believe they started back too.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're right. That was a long period of time where they stopped serving it.
Because it was terrible. Like, people would, like, drink, get drunk, and then just act a fool.
Even them starting selling it back feels a lot like, baby needs a bottle. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Y'all don't know how to act. Y'all gonna act a bitch if we say no alcohol for 2 hours. So everyone take a sip. Now is it baby gonna wear the mask? Okay, baby's gonna wear the mask. Anyway, 7 anti-vax doctors contract COVID-19 after attending an anti-vaccine summit in Florida.
Hmm. You don't say.
Well, if it isn't the consequences of my own actions, who could have saw this coming?
Who? Who? You know, I'm the doctor. You know, I didn't even see it coming.
The COVID-19 alternative summit.
Not the alternative summit. What's the alternative to COVID?
COVID-19 vaccine alternative.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever Aaron Rodgers did to get immunized. 7 doctors either got sick or actually contracted coronavirus. One of the COVID-19 treatment alternatives was ivermectin, which comes in tablets. The FDA approved ivermectin to treat people with intestine. I've been on ivermectin for 16 months, my wife and I, said Dr. Bruce Burrows. Mm-hmm. He told the audience at the World Equestrian Center, where the event was held, which makes sense because horses use it too. I've never felt healthier in my life. Out of 800 to 900 attendees, 6 other doctors also tested positive for COVID-19 mm-hmm. or developed symptoms within days of the conference. The FDA warns people should never use blah blah blah. So
no shit, it's made for horses. And your system said nay, and COVID ran through it, you know, just like them horses.
Bucking the trend.
Come on. COVID galloped along in your immune system.
It was hot to trot.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Joe Biden, not Joe Biden, U.S. to require vaccines for all border crossers in January.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
So, essential non-resident travelers crossing U.S. land borders, such as truck drivers, government emergency response officials, have to be fully vaccinated beginning January 22nd. Yeah, and that's gonna be interesting because some of those people are just like, I'm a truck driver, why the fuck? It's like, yeah, nigga, you gotta be vaccinated now,
right? Because you're going across the country.
And I just love these things that kind of catch the people falling through the cracks, because this means, like, if you just been like, I'm in my truck, I'm not getting vaccinated, I don't want. Okay, well, don't go to Canada or Mexico, because you're going to need to start thinking about that, because we want you to get vaccinated. And mm-hmm. it's just another person that, you know, that the coronavirus can't mutate in.
Right. So, apparently, you better keep it to the 49 states.
New Zealand's going to start reopening their borders to the world in January. Yeah, it will reopen the borders to the world over the coming months. The government announced Wednesday, allowing for return of displaced residents from January and tourists from April. Oh, I'm sorry. So from January, not in January. Mm-mm. So since January, they've been like, nobody in, nobody out.
Yeah,
or you can come out, but you can't come back in.
Yep.
And some of their residents haven't been able to come back home since January. Mm-mm. So now you might be able to come back home in the coming mm-hmm. months. Wow.
And a lot of them people were mad too, because they was like, but I'm a resident and I can prove that I got, they was like, we don't care. You out.
South Korea, meanwhile, has set a pandemic high with 4,000 new virus cases. Which, of course, you know, South Korea is a smaller country, and they've always had, you know, a much lower percentage and a much lower amount of people. But, you know, that's big because that tells you about Delta and the winter.
Yep.
But yeah, so they said most of the cases came from the capital of Seoul and its surrounding metropolitan region, there where an increase in hospitalization has created fears about possible shortages in intensive care units. The country's death toll is now at 3,363 after 35 virus patients died in the last 24 hours. The 586 patients who are in serious or critical condition also marked a new high. They're the latest country to see infections and hospitalizations rise after loosening social distancing measures amid high vaccination rates. Cases are also climbing in the United States ahead of Thanksgiving. So it sounds like even with the vaccines and shit, that, you know, this Delta is still infectious. And if you loosen the mask and you loosen the social distances, it can still spread pretty rapidly, even with people that, you know, with a population that's vaccinated, you know, because there's still some people also that aren't vaccinated, and there's still people that, you know, with the Delta variant can spread it a lot faster to more people too.
Yeah, and you know, we follow the science, and what the science say the Delta is more aggressive, the Delta is more particles, you don't have to, you need to actually be further apart, you know, like it's science showing that, hey, this right here ain't this is coronavirus remix, and people still acting like it's the regular one, and coronavirus like no, I'm the remix.
Yeah, officials in South Korea eased social distancing rules starting this month and fully opened schools on Monday in what they describe as the first steps towards restoring some pre-pandemic normalcy. In allowing larger social gatherings and longer indoor dining hours at restaurants, officials had hoped that improving vaccination rates would keep hospitalizations and deaths down even if the virus continues to spread. But healthcare workers are now wrestling with a rise in serious cases and fatalities among older people who rejected vaccines or whose immunity have waned after getting injected early in the vaccine rollout that began in February. So they're not doing boosters, I guess.
Must not be, or they hadn't implemented boosters. And that's one reason why they were telling people, particularly older people and people with immune issues, to get the booster shots. Like, they was the first on the list because they was like, we've done this long enough to know after a certain period of time, you actually did, those particular groups of people need the booster.
According to KDCA data, most of the virus patients who died in the recent weeks were in their 60s or older, and the majority of them were not fully vaccinated or vaccinated at all. Sun said that there's also been a rise in breakthrough infections among older people who received two shots, showing how the Delta variant is reducing the effectiveness of vaccines. Officials are now scrambling to speed up the administration of booster shots and create plans to share hospital capacities between the greater Seoul area and other regions with smaller outbreaks to prevent hospital systems from being overwhelmed.
And you know what, we talked about this before, but it was funny when they first started talking about the booster shots here in America, and a lot of people was like, no way. A lot of people like rejected that whole concept of the boosters when they first was coming out, and was like, we don't understand, we have parts of the world who actually, you know, which I understand the perspective, like, look, y'all doing boosters, and we have parts of the world who we're trying to, you know, just get them vaccinated. And it's one of those things where now some of these other countries are like, yeah, about that booster, go ahead and boost us up too.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna front. I was always, and be it selfish or whatever, I was always like, yeah, they got boosters, just boost me. Because the thing for me was, we have such a surplus in America because so many dumbasses aren't taking it.
Come on.
And so I'm like, yeah, give me the leftovers because it's going to spoil anyway. So go ahead and hit me up. And oh well, for the folks that don't give a fuck, because this is what I'm reading this. You know, I started with like, well, maybe, you know, it's something about the Delta variant and the vaccines, but it's sounding more and more like the Delta variant is deadly. People are going back inside. People are holdouts about the vaccines. And while the people might get sick that are vaccinated, the people that are dying are mostly unvaccinated, and it's just getting more and more dangerous to be unvaccinated. And I just don't see how anyone listening to the sound of my voice or just listening to the news or just all these doctors, I just do not understand how you think you're so special and different that this shit will not fuck you up, man. So I don't know. I mean, they say Aaron Rodgers got COVID toes or some shit. Now, that's a report. There's varying information. Some people are saying it's just a fractured toe and shit and all this stuff, but some people are saying it's that COVID symptom. He showed it on TV today, mm-hmm. or some shit. Like,
yeah,
it's like I just the fact that it could be, that don't make you worry. Like when you say shit like it's just the flu, it's no big deal. There's never been flu toes.
Never.
Like, y'all ain't worried about this shit, but
yeah, I ain't heard nobody catching the flu, losing their eyes, having to relearn how to walk and talk.
Like this shit where everybody's about to go back on with life, because I bet you, I'll just say I would not be surprised if South Korea is like, yeah, and we still gonna keep them schools open. We're gonna keep going. Everybody's sick of this shit. We want to return to normalcy, and for the most part, people that are vaccinated have been returning to normalcy, and unless you aren't getting your booster or you're not vaccinated, then it's not going to be normal for you. Yeah. But for us, it's going to be fine.
Right. And I know for a lot of people, it sounds cruel and cold hearted, but it's one of the things where people have waited. And for a lot of people, they've waited long enough. Now kids can get vaccinated and wait till they get all the way down to the infants. Oh, people's compassion really gonna lead them. They're like, oh, my brand new baby can get it. Oh, now I really don't care.
Yeah, I really just, like I said, man, I really think people need to consider, if they're not vaccinated, the high amount of danger they're gonna be in with the fact that people that are vaccinated can possibly still, you know, spread it. But even while they don't get sick, mm-hmm. you know, because it's gonna be a lot of people that are like, I'm vaccinated, I'm going to the thing, I'm doing mm-hmm. this, I'm, mm-hmm. you know, and then it's just like people gonna be slowly finding out who ain't, you know.
Yep. So yeah, by the way they respond to it, I think somebody in chat room asked what COVID toes was. It's like from my understanding, it's just like a discoloration of toe of your toe.
It looks almost like frostbite. Mm-hmm. They you know, once again, they don't know everything about this shit, because it's like, I don't know why people keep playing. Mm-mm. But yeah, they don't even know everything about it. And that was something we found out early in the mm-hmm. pandemic,
because like, I thought about it. I was like, what's COVID? Then I remember, that was one symptom that people were catching.
Yeah, so it was okay, so it looks like it was a mix-up. Aaron Rodgers said he had COVID toe, and then later said it was just a fractured toe, and now he wants an apology, even though he was the one who referred to his own injury as COVID toes. But yeah, what is COVID toes? Skin on one or more of your toes or fingers may swell and look bright red, gradually turn purple. Skin of color can look swollen and purple, and with brownish purple spots that may appear. So
ooh, I didn't know it could get your hands too.
Yeah. Farrington School in Chislehurst slammed after insisting that mask-exempt children wear badges like in the Nazi star, yellow Nazi stars worn by Jews. What? A boarding school has come under fire for assisting children exempt from the wearing mask. So, like, if they have some type of reason that they don't have to wear a mask, then they have to wear something, I guess a badge or something, to show people, I don't have to wear a mask, so, like, I'm not breaking the rules. I'm just exempt.
Right.
Which does make sense, but of course, people went straight to the Nazi thing.
Everything, not that. I hope they know just like that. It's just like everything ain't slavery.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to go slavery, so they'll stop at the Nazi. But we get the hints.
Yeah, in a letter to parents explaining the decision, headmaster David Jackson said, exempt pupils should wear a yellow badge and other students should wear a face covering until further notice. Some pointed out the resemblance to the badges to the yellow stars of David that Jews are forced to dunk. These motherfuckers want to be oppressed so bad, dog. Oh my god, they're like, isn't this just like what happened in Nazi Germany? I'm like, well, are they gonna kill you?
Are they rounding you up and putting you in chambers?
Like, is it the yellow? Is that the problem? Because should we switch to blue? Would that make you feel better? Like, we can go by Crips and Bloods colors. Like, what's the problem? Because if not, then your kid's going to get harassed because people going to be like, why the fuck is your mask not on? Or I'm exempt. Prove it. Well, I would never wear anything to prove it. That's basically setting me up to get holocausted. And I can't have that. I'm like, come on, man. But yeah, I bet you a lot of those people that are upset, I wouldn't be shocked if, one, they're not Jewish. Mm-mm. And two, they have the opposite belief of
right. In fact, they would be on the other side.
Right, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, well, actually, I'm anti-mask, and I would like these kids to not have to do shit. But yeah, apparently the school says it was selected after consulting the government website for advice and has insisted no offense was intended, and it's horrified such comparisons could be made. Co-founder of parent campaign group Us for Them, Molly Kingsley, said it was far from an isolated case. Asking children to wear some sort of exemption marker has been quite common in schools, and unbelievably, this specific example of asking them to wear a yellow badge is not in isolation. The campaigner added the historic connotations of yellow badges should not need explaining. Ms. Kingsley also warned asking students to identify themselves as exempt from wearing a mask cover could stigmatize them even worse. Yeah, I bet she's anti-mask, period.
Right.
So yeah, that's interesting.
Because and what's so funny is, like, okay, let's say we get to the point where nobody wear masks. You're going to find something or someone else to oppress or complain about. Like, this is just the shit that y'all do. So, you know, so what happens when they be like, okay, everybody, you know, we ain't got to wear no mask no more. Then what is the thing you're going to complain about? CRT again?
Yeah. I'm just interested. I wonder. Yeah, I'm on her Twitter page. It's no longer about COVID. It's about freedom, democracy, and the future we bequeath to our children. So it sounds like a person that's not with the mask, period.
Right.
So yeah, I wonder, should schools close to stop the spread of COVID? Is she retweeted this article about that. Some are currently teaching pupils online after imposing so-called circuit breaker shutdowns. The government advises children to only send home as a last resort. Are these closures necessary? And then she retweeted somebody that said, should we all stop watching divisive, unpleasant TV shows to stop the spread of fear and misery? How is that the same?
It's not.
This person's a fucking, okay, idiot.
No problem. It's not. And I was reading an article that was saying some school systems are shutting down due to shortage of teachers, teachers fatigue, and teachers getting sick. So there was like, we actually can't have them teach in school, and we actually can't have them do the shit virtually either, so we're just flat out just canceling school. Like, we can't have school at all.
It's basically like, if we just act like it's normal, it'll have to be normal. It's like, that's not, all of this shit can break down. If anything, everyone should be thinking about how much this is a example of how systems can break down and how fragile everything is and how much we were barely getting by. Because, you know, one of the things I keep thinking about every time I see a workforce statistic, like, we actually set the 54-year record low for jobless claims. Right So people got jobs, but there's a worker shortage. And a lot of that being restaurant, you know, service industry frontline workers. And you just never hear anyone make the argument that it's not about $15. It's not about benefits and all that shit either. It's not inflation. It's just straight up, like, we lost 700,000 people that died. Like, a lot of people just died. And guess what? They probably worked. They probably were on the front lines.
Yeah, they probably cooks.
Especially before we had vaccines. And that shit was low key a death sentence for certain people. And now we're like, why can't we just get everything back to normal? It's like, because a whole lot of people died in a short period of time. It's not going to be normal.
And these people that were dying, we're not producing enough children to replace all these people that died. And if you do, it's gonna be a while before they can even get jobs. So you're talking about whole, like you said, whole industries will, you know, round up 800,000 people, you know, plus possibly. Actually, if you want the real numbers, it wouldn't be surprising if the numbers was over a million, just for the fact that we didn't keep track, and we don't, you know, particularly when the COVID first hit, a lot of people died and they did not know they had COVID and they was misdiagnosed. So if you ask me, in my opinion, it's way over a million. So you have a million people who worked in these low paying jobs where it was close to each other. They served in some form of capacity, be it at your hotel or your restaurant and all these places. They're just fucking gone. So when you have these people just gone, you're not going to have enough people to replace them.
Yeah, I said 700,000. Someone in the chat says more than 700,000. They're right. I went with a conservative number so that I wouldn't be wrong and someone write in and be like, it's not a million people, Rod, but it's 773,779 total right now. And so that's a lot of people, man, mm-hmm. that's just no longer here. Mm-mm. Many of them still, quote unquote, contributing members of society, working and shit. You can't just be like, oh, okay, well, it'll still be fine. But yeah, it's something I keep seeing in all these news reports about the job market. And so much of the way the news is talked about is like people are talking around the pandemic like it's not happening.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I can't believe, because consumer confidence has gone down in blank. And it's like, because it's a fucking pandemic partially.
Right, they act like that. Like the pandemic, that like coronavirus ain't folding his arms going, I'm still here. That, you know, it's like they want to talk around the coronavirus.
The administration before wasn't any help because they really did talk like that.
Yes,
they really were like, we can just fake it till we make it with this shit. And some people have really been seduced by that, and mm-hmm. I think it's very unfortunate. Some Dutchies, people I guess from the
Dutch descent,
yeah, okay. Dutch people, mm-hmm. Are intentionally infecting themselves with COVID.
Didn't you just read the story about
yesterday? Yeah, different place, different people. They're having contamination parties.
I don't understand this.
All right. Shout out to them ventilators, man. Hope we don't be reading about y'all in a few weeks. And now they all on ventilators. Stop fucking with it, especially this Delta.
Right.
Just get vaccinated. What? I can't. The logic won't make it just. I'm sorry. The logic can't make. It'll never make sense. You literally don't know how COVID is going to react to your body. Mm-mm. Nobody does till they get it. All the confidence in the world, and you really don't know. We don't have any rhyme or reason. There's been motherfucking people on Dancing with the Stars that got all their appendages cut off and then was, died.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. There's been NFL athletes and shit, and you know, NBA players. There's been people that we're just like, whoa. You're still dealing with this? People talking about brain fog and shit. Dog, why are you fucking with this? We have given billions of vaccines out. Motherfuckers are not dying from this shit.
Mm-mm.
You know, literally a handful of allergic reactions is enough for people to be like, well, see, I'm just not gonna get it. I just don't trust anything. And then I'm like, okay, but the COVID, you are gonna get? Because I can almost understand hey, man, I don't want the vaccine, but I'm wearing my mask. I'm staying inside. I'm just not going to do anything risky, and I'm going to take my chances. Okay. That's what you want to do. What can I say? You know, at least you understand it's real, and you doing your best, and you just scared to get the vaccine. Totally get it.
Right.
It's motherfuckers. I ain't like, I'm going to the COVID party tonight. Excuse me?
Let me go lick this COVID pole.
Yeah. Hey, man, pass me the COVID. No, like, what?
Can I get a side of COVID?
Yeah, oh, I'm not vaccinated. I just want some COVID. Yeah, let me just let me borrow a cup of COVID, and you know, I need to go over to this other party.
I'm gonna take this COVID to go.
So yeah,
I don't get it, because then you're gonna be, and a lot of times these are the people that make insurance rates go up. I know this mm-hmm. is not in the United States, but people like this makes motherfucking insurance rates go up. This is why a lot of insurance companies are going to be like smoking and non. They're going to be like, COVID, you got the vaccine or not. And eventually that's how it's going to be.
I can see that.
Like you give these, because insurance companies are going to be, they going to put caps. Well, we only going to pay a certain amount, and then bitch, you got the rest of the cost.
Yeah, I will.
They're not going to cover the cost like this. This is ridiculous for something that's fucking free.
I won't be surprised if it's what do you call it, a pre-existing condition after this. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I won't be surprised if they, I mean, if pregnancy can be, I wouldn't be shocked if that's, it might already be, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a tool where you can estimate your risk. You can do a risk assessment for your Thanksgiving event and the risk of COVID.
Is there a questionnaire or something?
It's called it's an article on Fox 59 called "Calculate Your Risk of COVID Exposure from Attending Thanksgiving Gatherings with This Online Tool." And the online tool says COVID-19 Risk Assessment Planning Tool. And you can do estimates by county, all this stuff. I'm gonna take it right now. So our gathering tomorrow is planning to be less than 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, I don't know what it says. Select ascertainment bias. What is an ascertainment bias? Mm-hmm. I gotta look this shit up.
Let me pull out the thesaurus. I have no idea.
More intense about screen. What is ascertainment bias? Ascertainment bias is a systemic distortion of the assessment of outcome measures by researchers and study participants. This group of biases is a particular problem in clinical trials when the researchers or participants are aware of the treatment allocation. Okay, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna go with 4 since it's in between. You only gotta pick 3, 4, or 5. Let's go with 4.
Okay.
Focus on states with immunity via full vaccination rates less than, well, let's see, our state I believe is like 60%, so let's go 60.
Okay.
And is that it? What the fuck, how you calculate it?
Calculate button.
I'm supposed to be sharing my screen, but there's no calculate button.
I'm about to say, yeah, share your screen, sir.
I filled out the form, but I don't see the calculation button. And now the form done disappeared. What the hell is this tool?
Yeah, do you need to take it again?
Do I have to pick what county I'm in? Use the calculator below where you live and click here to open in a new window. Okay, let's open in a new window. Here we go. All right, so now y'all seeing what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Less than 10. So we got 10 is the lowest you can go. Okay. 4 is our ascertainment bias. Mm-hmm. I think we have like 60. For
okay, I see. Is it submit up underneath that count up underneath the map?
Oh, here. Okay, after viewing this map, are you more willing less to in an event of this size? What map? What? Oh, yellow is less than 1% risk. Okay, so I can zoom in
to the county
to exactly like where we live.
Yeah, we're in Mecklenburg County.
Okay, so Mecklenburg, current risk level 6%, state level immunity via vaccine 53.2%. So I really should switch this. Oh wait, no, it says via full vaccination less than, so we are less than 60%. All right, so I don't know how close you can go, but it sounds like we are in the 1 to 25% risk level.
Okay.
Which I think that's one. It's either 1 to 25 or it's less than 1, but it's one of those two. So we're on the lower end of the risk level, and it says 6% currently in Mecklenburg. So 6% chance, y'all. Rolling the dice tomorrow, but I'm gonna roll with 6% to see my niece.
Okay. Did you hit submit or no?
I did.
Okay.
Oh. I thought that was just the answer.
No. You supposed to hit submit up underneath
Jesus.
Up underneath the map.
I'm doing this wrong. Oh, I closed the screen. I didn't hit submit. All right, here we go.
You didn't get an answer.
Okay, my bad.
No problem.
So submit. Are you over 18? Yes. No, what changed?
Okay, did something change?
I don't think that submit was the thing. I think what I clicked was the thing, baby. The thing that said 6%. I think the submit is just like, after viewing this map, are you more or less willing to participate in an event of this size?
Okay.
So if I would have been like, I looked at this map and it was red or whatever the fuck, I would be like, yeah, I'm good. But since it was yellow
yeah.
in the 1 to 25 range and 6%. I said I'm good. I'm gonna go to that event. Okay. So.
Yeah, because the other one is like take the quiz. I don't think you actually took the quiz.
This is what quiz? Can you guess the risk level in your community? This had nothing to do with the quiz. This had nothing to do with what I'm doing.
My bad.
So I don't know, man. Just get vaccinated, everybody, and hang out in small groups. Now let's go to the other news. There's other news to talk about. What about what kind of news do I want to talk about? You know what? Let's do some LGBTQ news, okay? A lot of LGBTQ people, they might not be getting to hang out with their families, you know, depending on how fucked up the family could be.
Right.
Or they might be, you know, kicking it with the chosen family.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they might be having a dope, cool family. You never know. But
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here we go.
Let me see what you want to be. You better move your body. You better move your feet. And I want to groove. Show me what's cool. Riding, caring, baby. LGBTQ news.
They're trying to take us down, but we still around.
We lit. We lit.
They're trying to steal a shine, but we on the ride.
We lit. We lit.
Cause you can't do what we're about to do.
We lit. We lit.
Better guys move this.
LGBTQ news.
Woo! Woo! Let's talk about LGBTQ news. It's still happening. Okay. Well, stop me if you heard this one before. Dave Chappelle uses anti-gay slur and makes jokes about trans controversy during a new comedy set. Well, I feel like everybody that voted in that poll last time that he was done joking about it, I feel like you should all have to write in, give me an apology, a personal ride. I'm sorry. I didn't believe you when you said that this nigga was not gonna stop. And even after that second time and the third time, and I didn't believe you, it'd probably be the poll for this show. And some of you dummies would still vote, yeah, I think he's done. And I can only imagine it's because you're Charlie Brown with Lucy in the football, and you just like Dave so much, you're hoping he'll stop, you know, or something like that. So to me, I feel like that's just part of his act, and people are going to be conflicted because they like Dave. Nobody wants to not like Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody wants to like this nigga. Like, it, even the people that, it's like Kanye, where people get the most upset are the ones that you could tell, like, oh, they really, really love Dave Chappelle, or they really love Kanye, and now they have to hate him to prove that, you know, that, you know, that to keep themselves away. You know, it's like how you can always tell how much people really deep down enjoy Chick-fil-A by how bad they talk about him. You're like, yeah, that nigga really, man, it's tough for them, you know what I mean? It's like that shitty nasty brick chicken, you're like, that's not true, but okay. Anyway, Dave Chappelle uses an anti-gay slur and makes jokes about trans people again and blah de blah.
Nothing new to see here.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it would be I didn't think he would stop, you know. And I think this is what he has left. I think I'm canceled and I'm going to just keep going in front of Joe Rogan audiences and talk about being canceled, and they'll laugh and cheer no matter what I say, because, you know, that's a big part of the appeal for that audience, is like, you know, taking out cancel culture, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's kind of an easy layup in my opinion. Week four being canceled. He had been talking about a racist neighbor who showed up at his door. His wife gave him a gun to protect himself, and he joked that F word would be the last word the man said to him. And if he was sent to prison for killing him, he said he would simply identify as a woman, so jail wouldn't be as difficult. He said, these are some high wire, difficult comedy he's doing here, Karen. So good. Never heard that one before.
Brain teasers, apparently.
He said that he had offered to pay for therapy or rehab for his neighbor, but didn't want the news getting out so that transgender people didn't show up at his doorstep asking for his help to pay for surgeries. He also continued gloating that being canceled was good for business. The right and anti-transgender activists have turned the community into a cause celebre. Yeah, it's so weird, man, because the people that don't think there's anything wrong about this, they don't see the people that literally believe all this shit verbatim, no jokes, are very big on supporting Dave in this. That's so crazy to me. Like, people that are literally passing transphobic laws, so it does affect you. It's mm-hmm. not, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a real societal thing, not just jokes. Are using his jokes to say, this is why we do that. Good on him. That's my man. Yay, Dave. Mm-hmm. Stick it to them. For the life of me, I just don't see how people can't see there is a connection there. It might not be as straightforward as Dave Chappelle wants horrible things to happen to trans people, but to deny that there's any level of influence in this cultural fight, or that he didn't pick the side of the people who are definitely anti-trans, no jokes about it, everyone has to be in denial, you know? Mm-hmm. It feels a lot like when Louis C.K. and them used to make jokes about, like, the N-word on stage, mm-hmm. and it was all to find a way to say nigger without it being, like,
offensive.
You're racist. It was like, well, you know, when I say nigger, I don't mean nigger, you know, like a racist white man. I mean nigger, you know, like how you said it when you were a kid or something. You're like, yeah, that still feels kind of racist, and like you really didn't need to take it there.
Right.
There's a bunch of other shit you could have said, but okay. And but it would be even worse if, like, he said that joke and then fucking, like, Donald Trump and you know what I'm saying, Roger Stone were like, Louis C.K., comedian of the year, what a great special. I think a lot of us would be like, yeah, fuck him and fuck that special and fuck them people. You know, the kind of people that agree with that clearly ain't fucking with me.
Mm-mm.
So it's just been weird, man. I listened to a great conversation about Chappelle on Marsha's Plate podcast, you know, which mm-hmm. Don host is one of the three hosts there, and we've had her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a great deep conversation, you know, because I think a lot of times all the shit gets lost in by the people that are most affected by it, that people don't listen to their voices. They'll come listen to us, but then they'll be like, I ain't listening to no trans podcast or whatever. And you know, I thought it was an interesting conversation, but the main thing I keep saying this shit, but it's like, I don't think it's as black and white as people want it to be.
Mm-mm.
And there's something to what Chappelle talks about, and I think because there's some merit to, and by the merit I mean the stuff about, like, internet pylons and quote unquote cancel culture and people virtue signaling and shit, like I can see how there's a thread there where it's like those people are annoying and they do go too far, and sometimes they harass and bully people and just act like it's okay because they're doing it for the quote unquote right reasons when they're really not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to it, but then to take it all the way to this level, or, you know, and there's something to comedy to where, like, sometimes being roasted and picked on is a love language that means I'm in the room.
Right.
You see me, you know, and it's the things they're afraid to talk about that they're like, oh, they don't see that, you know, they don't understand and they don't see me as human, so they won't even pretend I'm here.
Right.
So there is something to it, you know. I'm not trying to dismiss it out of hand, but I think what he's doing right now is not that. Like, this is not about, because I just see this as such a normal thing and I'm just so inclusive with my comedy. I don't think that's what he's doing, but I think he's getting a lot of credit for that because he's a charismatic dude that's very influential in comedy, and a lot of us,
yes,
loved his shit. And nobody want to say, is, you know, nobody want to come out and be like, this is different than the old shit, or this, you know, people even go, well, he was always problematic. Well, this is worse.
Come on.
You know, I don't know how to tell you, like, some, it was problematic, but some of it was hilarious, you know, difficult but funny shit, you know.
Right.
This is not giving me that, like, man, that's really something to think about. Yeah, it's like, that's really not that deep.
It's low-hanging fruit. It's like, okay, anybody could actually make this joke.
Yeah, so anyway, he's not done talking about it, and guess what, he's not done. Barnes and Noble sent shots fired at J.K. Rowling on the before Black Friday.
Oh shit.
Not
book off.
Yeah. They said they had several signs with suggestions for books about wizards and magic,
mm-hmm.
that said the unproblematic wizarding world, and then of course,
oh no,
they didn't list Harry Potter and all that shit. So let's see.
Oh,
that's
no.
Petty as shit, but that's funny. I'm surprised people don't do more stuff like that to do marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just take the layup that these people are giving you, you know, like, now, because Barnes and Noble could all, everybody on that staff could be transphobic, but with that ad and that promotion, they're gonna get a lot of hero points from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Yep.
Anyway, bitter Caitlyn Jenner says Ellen DeGeneres burnt my ass and alienated her from the LGBTQ community.
What?
I did
not
go,
you and your actions and what you've been saying and what you've been doing. None of that matters, right?
Right. It was Ellen's fault somehow.
Right. You act like people didn't see the shit you was doing. It was calling you out and was like, but bitch, what you talking about is actually against your whole group.
Why'd you allow me to go on your platform and say words uninterrupted? I did go on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and then I blasted her ass, Jenner recounted on the episode of Australia's Big Brother VIP earlier this week. Jenner publicly announced her transition in 2015. She went on Ellen's show to talk about it. On that episode, Ellen asked Jenner about how she's a conservative transgender woman and brought up marriage equality, which had just been legalized in all 50 states by the Supreme Court. I have to admit that I remember 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, when the whole gay marriage issue came up. At first, I was not for it, Jenna said at the time. I thought, I'm a traditionalist. It's always been between a man and a woman. She said that her position evolved over time. If that word marriage is really, really that important to you, I can go with it. Ellen pressed back on the show, since Jenna did it come across as somewhat dismissive. Marriage is an important word because marriage is marriage. Equality is equality. Ellen said Jenna responded that she doesn't want to stand in front of anybody's happiness. Several days later, Ellen went on Howard Stern's show and said that Jenna still has a judgment about gay marriage. She said, if the word marriage is that important, I was like, it is, because that's the word. Ellen said Stern agreed with her, calling it remarkable that Jenna effectively said, gee, gay marriage, I don't get it. Stern asked Ellen if Jenna danced with her, and Ellen said maybe she didn't want to dance with me because I'm a lesbian. The discussion further alienated me from members of the LGBT community, Jenna wrote. Ellen's appearance on the Howard Stern show, where in my mind she even more emphatically took what I said out of context, made it go viral.
You actually got thrust into the spotlight, and you were not prepared, and people asked you real questions that people have to deal with, and you gave these whack ass answers. And could not understand why you were getting backlash, because those are valid questions. How can you be LGBTQ and actually support the people that are anti everything and just you fucking existing? It doesn't make sense. But because of your privilege and who you are, these are things that you've never had to deal with before, so you were literally unprepared. And then you did a TV show, and people on the TV show would try to correct you, and you ain't want to hear that. Like, you actually made missteps left and right and all over the place, and people are just supposed to go okay, and people are going, no, this is fucked up, you're fucked up, what you're saying is fucked up, and you're actually spreading things out in the world that makes people, that you're actually in this group to make people actually confirmation bias for a lot of people. And it's like, you want to blame Helen, but you don't want to take any responsibility for your world tour. You don't want to take any responsibility for saying the words. Now, these are words that came out of your mouth. She didn't make you say anything. She didn't force you to say anything. You said these things, and people are holding you accountable for your words, and now all of a sudden you don't want to be accountable.
Yeah, so a couple things. One, obviously we can't pick up the tone from these quotes I'm reading, but I do remember at the time the tone being kind of dismissive. Also, I'm like, if that's what they want, you know what I'm saying? And it was such a big deal because it flew into everybody's face, because everybody was like, but you're making a huge statement about being trans and wanting to be respected and that being what you want. Mm-hmm. And then immediately as people go, yeah, well, look at these, the other people within the LGBTQ community, you're kind of like, yeah, take it or leave it.
Right.
But, you know, once again, understood. I kind of agree with Caitlin in that interview on Howard Stern does take what she said out of context. It does make it sound like she was anti those things when it sounds like she was really non-committal, which is not a, is not, I'm not saying it's good, but it's definitely a big difference. Is it, to me, agreed. It's a big, because I remember when marriage equality first came up and I remember thinking to myself like, yeah, I think it was even a joke, a recurring statement on the show, which was, I don't care who anybody's fucking, as long as it's consensual and no one's being hurt. Or actually, as long as it's consensual, if y'all want to be hurt during your sex, that's fine with me.
Hurt on.
But I was basically like, stop caring about who people are fucking. It's not that big a deal. But I evolved over the time because I was like, actually, nah. Intentionally, I want people to get that marriage word, equality, not a certificate. I want, like, this shit is important. It's the same thing I take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would I want you not to have it? It doesn't do me any, it makes nothing better in my life for you to not be able to have the same thing I have.
Right.
And so, so I could understand even being like, well, I was non-committal, I wasn't anti, so don't throw me in there with the anti people. Now, that being said, you've had years to talk. And the things you said have gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. It's her saying, not too long ago, how Dave Chappelle is right and saying, I'm going to get I'm for all the laws banning trans girls from high school sports. And, just some really fucked up, foul, anti-trans shit that you stand for. You know, I don't know, like I said, I know black people, we had the term coon for anti-black people who are also black. I don't know what you call it for trans people, but she a trans coon. Like, you that version of coon. Like, you obviously are against, you're very conservative in a world that, in order to be inclusive to trans people, would label you liberal, right? Because I'm not saying you have to be liberal, but all the things in our society that are like, hey man, we need to chill out or be inclusive of trans people are all on the side of like, well, then you must vote this way, you must think this, you can't be fucking with Republicans, you can't be fucking with Trump, you can't be fucking with church, you can't, you know, it's like all this shit that's against these folks. And so yeah, but like I said, I get her original point, but it's not like you cleared it up and came out and was like, whoa, that's not how I feel at all. It was like, yeah, okay, I'm voting Republican too, so fuck y'all. And I'm gonna get my own show. And her whole transition has been so about her.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's just her, my show. Reading this article, I didn't know this. This show she's on, Big Brother VIP, she was filming this during her run for governor, which was failed and we all knew she would lose. Mm-hmm. But now it makes a lot of fucking sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about the people that are hurt by her words every time she does some shit like this. Mm-hmm. For a fucking camera. Because that's all it's really for, is like, oh, I get to be on TV. Cool, point the camera in my face. What do you need me to say? And here goes some problematic shit I got to say. And then you're like, you never had a chance to be fucking the governor. You never really, nothing you were saying made sense. It was against yourself, against your community. And then it's like, oh, ain't no community. It's a community of one, Caitlin. And guess what I was doing? Filming some shit. So, but yeah, she's still trying to make that dog hunt. And the other part that's funny is trying to make the world turn on Ellen is hilarious. Cause like the motherfuckers that would help you with your Ellen slander are all people that don't agree with the other shit you done said.
Right.
Like the backup you need on this one is like, no. like there's people that can't wait to cancel Ellen, but not for this.
Not for you. We gotta have another mascot. We wait till the next mascot come out.
Conservative protest forced transgender youth health clinic to close. A Dallas healthcare program for transgender youth has been shut down after conservative activists lobbied against it. The critics claim that providing a gender-affirming healthcare to transgender youth is child abuse, even though it saves lives. Yeah, and they did so much protesting and, you know, threats and all this shit that they had to shut down.
They have nothing else to do with their time. Don't you're protesting this? Don't your kid need you? Why aren't you watching your kid?
Those who were receiving treatment through the program will continue to do so through other hospital departments. Dissolving the program, they said, was the best option to maintain patient privacy, because, you know, it's like the anti-abortion mm-hmm. people, where a huge part of it is just being there, harassing people as they go in, shaming them mm-hmm. and threatening them and shit. And then, you know, obviously it violates the person's privacy, because that, you know, it's not like if I go in for a checkup at the doctor, a motherfucker gonna be outside like, no, you know what I mean? No right. carbs for you. Stop eating so much. Whatever they would say for me, you know. There's enough high blood pressure today. The statement also emphasizes the staff does not anticipate any interruption of care or services for our existing patients who already receive care with these special teams. They also said they're going to keep the appropriate departments will continue to accept new patients and evaluate them for gender dysphoria. Doctors will not initiate patients on hormone or puberty suppression therapy, only for this diagnosis. The program's closure was fueled by anti-trans activists who organized protests and accused hospital officials of child abuse. The conservative organization Save Texas Kids went so far as to say that gender-affirming care erodes the family unit. So...
it's funny how they have time for this, but, you know, nobody's going out and adopting children mm. and shit like that. Y'all don't actually care about the kids. I mean, honestly,
what if they did adopt some children? That don't sound too good for them kids.
No, it actually don't. Yeah, but, you know, it
sounds terrible.
Just one of those things where, you know, we care about the kids, but you don't actually give a fuck about them
kids. And for the record, some of them do adopt kids and shit. Like, some of them people that got some real fucked up belief system, like, they do believe in going out and adopting a bunch of kids. And, you know, sometimes you hear nightmare stories, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like how, like, super Christian people, like the Duck Dynasty folks, they adopted a black kid, you know. And that's, like, a thing they do, where it's like, and then it gives them that, like, I can't, whenever they get caught some racist, they be like, I'm not, how could I be racist? I got a black son. And that little nigger he's playing around here right now. A straight man stabs a gay man repeatedly after giving him unreciprocated oral sex. In the United Kingdom, this man's got sentenced to 3 years in prison for stabbing a gay man 12 times.
Good God.
The two men met at a friend's house, and Taylor, Stephen Taylor is his name. Taylor told the victim his name was Tyson. So he lied about his name. Right then, that's a move. Like, when you meet this gay dude at this house and you tell him you got a different first name, you were intending to do some fucking right then. Because why are you telling people you got a different name? You know what I'm saying? You go to a house party. I've never gone to a house party and introduced myself as somebody I wasn't. What the fuck? You about to do some shady shit. I don't want you to know my real name.
Aliases and nicknames and shit.
The victim was told Taylor is straight, and Taylor knew the victim was gay. After he left the party to go home, Taylor reached out to let him know he left his phone charger at the friend's home and offered to return it. The man went inside for drinks after Taylor arrived. The victim claimed that Taylor reached out and grabbed his penis. Bloody hell, Tyson, what are you doing? The victim testified was his response. Don't you want a bit of fun? Taylor replied. You're straight. I'm gay, the victim responded. The two men laughed before Taylor again grabbed his penis and kissed the victim, who reciprocated the kiss. He testified that he allowed Taylor to perform oral sex on him before they went to the bedroom for sex. But the victim said Taylor wanted a specific type of sex that wasn't interesting to him. So who knows what that was.
Right.
So I just want to hold each other and look each other in the eyes. I don't know what he said. He declined, and the man went back to drinking before Taylor demanded the victim reciprocate the oral sex. So it's kind of like, I sucked your dick. You really not going to suck mine? It's like, no, I don't want to do that.
And this sounds like somebody that might be closeted or...
Oh, what, Karen? What gave you that?
Like...
Wow. What gave you that idea? That's jumping to conclusions over there. So then the victim declined, said I don't want to suck your dick, you know, because a lot of people don't understand that, you know, it's not every gay person is the same kind of like into the same, it's just like anybody else, and right. I'm the same shit.
Right.
TV be having you think one thing and be like, there's gay people that's like, all I do is top, all I do is bottom, or I do this but I don't do this, I might suck some dick but you can't do this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so
everybody draw their lines, even straight people, everybody have their lines are all over the place, it varies per person,
everybody don't offer the full service packages, all I'm saying. And you don't always offer the full service package to everybody.
I know you don't.
Maybe he didn't want to suck this dick, which is all your right, but that's when the homophobia popped out. He said, well, I'm gonna go ahead and grab a knife and start stabbing you. So he started stabbing the victim and twisting his penis while repeatedly screaming, I'm not gay.
Yeah, that sounds like something he battling.
I think the lady doth protest too much.
Yeah, that's the internal thing he battling with.
Mr. Taylor was shouting, I'm not fucking gay. Mr. Taylor was in a rage. He was calling him a effing F word, a fucking F word, I mean. F word, that don't make no sense. The victim attempted to flee, and Taylor chased him into the hallway of his building. The naked men fought and fell down the stairs together. Taylor fled the scene but was quickly arrested after reports of a naked man running down the street. He told police, I didn't do it. Well, you seem like a bit of a liar. You're saying you're not gay and now you're saying you didn't do it.
Gave a false name.
He was covered in blood. The victim was covered in blood from numerous stab wounds to the face, chest, and neck, and chest and back. His foot was fractured from the fall down the stairs.
Good damn.
Taylor then claimed self-defense because the victim hit his head with a glass. The other man said he hit Taylor in an attempt to flee the apartment after the attack had already started. He ended up getting 3 years from that. Yeah, and that's that. Yeah, I think the article said it. Toxic masculinity and homophobia combining.
Mm-hmm. Not being comfortable in your own skin.
And, you know, shout out to, I mean, I think 3 years is kind of low, but I don't know what they, you know, that's probably not low for there. Right. America's just very harsh.
Yes.
But shout out to, you know, this that gay panic defense, because that's what a lot of people use, and people fall for it all the time. Trans panic, gay panic is probably the biggest, like, most accepted lie when someone like kills or injures a trans or a gay person. And people see he was straight and then that's why you can't just be going around grabbing people dick. And it's like, why are we accepting this version of events?
And what's so funny, people will accept this version of events, but guess what they won't accept? When white people kill us and claim they were scared because of the color of our skin, we don't want to hear any excuses then. We don't want to hear a goddamn thing then, but we're able to take it and apply it to other people that make it make sense.
Yeah, immediately jumps to like, I was tricked. And then you tried to kill somebody. That seems like, imagine, in a straight situation, somebody comes on to you that you don't want to sleep with, you know, for whatever reason. You're just not into them. There would never be a fucking court case where I could be like, yeah, your honor, so her Instagram picture looked like one thing, but when she showed up she looked like, you know, Freddie Jackson or whatever. And I said, yeah, you don't look the same as your picture. And she said, come on baby, give me a kiss. So I killed her, you know, I just stabbed her to death. They'd be like, yeah, nigga, death penalty or whatever the fuck.
To jail.
That's not a real defense. You can't do that.
There's going to be some form of a penalty.
You know, like, but whenever it's like the trans and gay panic defense, it's always like, and of course you beat them to death. What's the problem? Like,
yeah, the penalty is not death for that.
Yeah, it's such a wide range of shit between like, it's such a wide range of shit before you get to death, and it's never considered in these cases. And in this case, brutally stabbing somebody is also, you know, attempting to murder them. Mm-hmm. It's such a wide range of shit. They could have, like, even if you went to the person's house and was like, yeah man, they grabbed my dick, and then you got up and left. No, Nick, I pulled out a knife and I said, I'm gonna stab them to death. Well, that seemed like a lot.
That's a lot for the infraction.
You know, seemed like a lot. Seemed like, you know, maybe you should have called the police and said this person assaulted me and went to court or what. No, I had to kill him. It's the only right answer.
That's the only right answer.
All right, let's talk about some other news. Walmart pulls a children's toy because it swears and sings in Polish about doing cocaine.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Now I know what I want for Christmas, but sounds like they pulled a toy.
So the toy started telling kids about doing cocaine.
All I want for Christmas is blow.
People have started their holiday shopping already, and that includes families buying presents for their little ones.
One Brampton grandmother says she got quite a shock when a dancing cactus she bought sang a song with swear words and drug use. Pat Foran's got this one on Consumer Alert. Pat.
Thanks, Nathan and Michelle. This is a strange one. The cactus is sold online as an educational toy and sings songs in three languages, but one song in Polish talks about doing cocaine, depression, and uses profanities.
Shout out for grandma. Shout out for grandma who's multilingual. It was like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, I just feel like it probably was just, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. It was like, we know what this is about.
It said the toy should not be for sale.
So this is supposed to be a singing cactus.
Anya Tanner of Brampton wanted to buy an educational toy for her granddaughter and found this dancing cactus on Walmart's website selling for about $26. She ordered it, and when it arrived, she decided to listen to the songs, one in English, Spanish, and Polish.
It just happens that I'm Polish. And when I started listening to the song and I heard the words, I was in shock.
Shout out to the cryon underneath that described her as like Anna such and such, offended by cactus.
It's cute ass cactus, but like, ma'am, how can this cactus offend
you? I'm not offended by just cactus in general.
Offended by cactus.
But she don't fuck with them cacti, man.
Too much.
No, like, what is this? Some kind of joke?
The song is by Polish rapper Sippies and has references to cocaine, drug abuse, suicide, and depression.
It's about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. Something about he doesn't care, he lost the house already, there's nothing to live for. Very depressing song.
The cactus was sold months ago in Europe where other families noticed the lyrics. The Polish artist said he was unaware his song was being used and said he planned to take legal action against the Chinese manufacturer for using his song.
Oh, so it's not like the Chinese manufacturer probably didn't know what the shit it meant either.
Oh.
And they didn't get no rights and clearances because, you know, China got completely different trademark shit.
Yeah.
So they were just like, yeah, we taking it. And then they found out this shit is fucked up.
Yeah, they don't understand the concept that you can't just take that shit.
They was reading the news articles like, oh, that's what he said. Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like other people caught on to this.
It sounds like it's a bop, though.
Without permission, both Sippies and the manufacturer could not be reached for comment. As for Tanner, she wants a refund from Walmart and feels they shouldn't be selling the toy.
The store is swearing words and talking about cocaine. This is not what I ordered for Jesse.
CTV News reached out to Walmart, Jesse. And a spokesperson told us these items are sold by a third-party seller on our marketplace website.
I wonder if, like, other countries get our problematic music because they don't understand English.
I bet they do.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they just like, their cactus is like, fuck the police, fuck the police, fuck them, fuck the police, fuck the police. They're like, but, oh, this is shit.
But one thing, unlike other countries, a lot of other countries have to learn English, so it'd be
easy to
be picked up.
That's what I'm saying,
up.
But I could imagine a country where people don't learn English.
Ah, yeah.
And then their cactus would be like, hi, my name is, they'd be like, oh, I love this song.
So, this is my bop.
What is he talking about? It's sounding great shit, and it's like, no, this is fucked up. Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Want to see me stab 9-inch nails in each one of my eyelids?
We are removing the items while we look into this complaint further. That was a relief for Tanner.
I just don't want anybody to, you know, before Christmas, to think, oh, this is a great toy. Go online, order it, and have the same thing happen that happened to me.
Yeah, some families may already have the dancing cactus toy, and if you don't speak Polish, you wouldn't know what it was saying. Complaints go back to July with the toy, so it's unclear why it's still being sold.
Because they don't care.
I'm Pat.
Meanwhile, in Poland, they cactus is like, fuck the mother niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. Fuck the mother niggas. Put a window to the wall. To the swing around my balls. Like,
oh. No, cactus, no.
Kids are having a good time.
Calm down, cactus.
Oh, man. These are two long articles. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I thought it was interesting. The BBC published an article saying why more people are saying y'all. Black Twitter. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. And I listen, I get it. The South got a lot of problems down here. Mm-hmm. A whole lot of problems.
Yes, we do.
But when they made y'all, they did that.
That's the best. That's the most inclusive word ever. Cause that's how we talk to each other. So it's inclusive. Like it's not gender specific when you say that.
Yeah. Like it's certain things I just never picked up on. Cause to me, language is just such a hard thing to break for people. Mm-hmm. And I think especially online, people go way too hard on people for either not always understanding, not getting it right, and then people just don't acknowledge how much language changes rapidly online, way faster than regular real life.
Yes.
And then because they need victims and bullies and shit, they have to make like your language is behind because you're a bad person and you don't want to, you mean to hurt people's feelings with your words.
And you're like, I didn't even know this word existed, right? 30 seconds ago. What are you talking about?
Right. It makes people paranoid because they take it so far. But
right, that's what knowledge looks at. That's why some people, even with good intentions, roll their eyes and be like, well then fuck y'all, I don't have time to argue and debate about language.
Well mostly because also it just doesn't apply to real life. No, right. No offense to the people that are heavy on those on language, because you know we need you, but mm-hmm. It just, for the most part, shit is so ahead online, it doesn't apply to real life. Mm-mm. You know, it's like the terms that like the term Latinx is huge online and mm-hmm. maybe in some academic spaces, but even within the community of the people you're talking about, that's not something everyone's picked up.
Agreed.
But we can go online and make it seem like, oh no, everyone knows this is just how it is. Anyway, I say all that to say, like, y'all is one of those terms that people that didn't grow up saying it, and you see people argue about this shit online all the time, people that's from, you know, other places. Mm-hmm. People act like one is from the South and we originated and nobody else uses it, which is bullshit. Hip-hop been saying y'all forever. Mm-hmm. You know, like I've seen people make that argument online of like, and then these New York niggas, they get on Twitter, these black people that's never been raised by other black people, and they start saying y'all. And I'm like, well, when I was listening to rap and it was yes yes y'all, that was not Twitter. Mm-mm. Nobody needed to go to the South to find that out. Like, people say that shit,
right?
It's really going up because I think a lot of people see it as not as problematic as some of the other general sayings, like ladies and gentlemen, and you know, stuff like that that people are trying to get away from. Mm-hmm. As people start, you know, recognizing other people's gender, recognizing, you know, non-binary folks, you want to find terms that kind of are more inclusive and less bulky, by the way. Like, not even just on some I'm a good person, I want to be inclusive, but just on some, like, it takes a lot more words to go through the whole, like, ladies and gentlemen and them and they and this, and now you're just saying a bunch of shit where you could have just said y'all. It's like, well, I'm gonna just say y'all. So yeah, I can see that. You know, I know in North Carolina we have a group, Y'all Means All. Mm-hmm. That's a LGBTQ positive group that, you know, we got the bumper stickers on the cars and all that type of shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's what it, you know, that's a very Southern stand, which you would think Southern, no, I know they hate some gays, and then you taking it and turning it into something positive. I thought that was really dope. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been, you know, they just write about it, and it's the BBC, so these motherfuckers not from here. Mm-mm. That's how much this shit is spread for a lot of people. I also learned that instead of just calling it AAVE, which they do online, African American Vernacular English,
I had to learn what that means, because that was like, what the hell is that AVE when that first started popping up? Like, yeah, you said, the language. I was like, the hell does this mean?
The academics, man, they're gonna come up with a phrase for everything.
Yeah, I love them, but y'all get on my nerves sometimes. I was like, come on now, something else?
Yeah, I just, for me, it was just like, this is a very online term.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, if you see somebody that says that in offline, that means they be online a lot.
Yes, it does.
That's all that means.
That's the, yeah, and everybody offline looking at them like, nigga, what's AABE?
And as a black person, I've never used that phrase.
And they're gonna look at you, nigga, slang! They're gonna be like, what the hell is AABE? Just say slang.
I feel like the only time I would use that phrase is if I was explaining something to white people.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't really come up for me, but I think, you know, people that do like lectures at schools, mm-hmm, and, you know, a lot of black explainers, which, like I said, we need these people. This ain't me knocking it, but they pick up these terms, you know, a shorthand, because I, you know, it used to be Ebonics, now it's African-American Vernacular English, and the new one I see in this article is part of African-American language, AAL. So I didn't
I got an L on the end.
That's a new one. That's a new one for me. I didn't know that one. So anyway, man, I just thought it was interesting that it blew up that fast. Especially being a term I grew up with, mm-hmm, that, you know, I never saw it as that special, because that's just how we talk. And it's like, oh yeah, y'all it's pretty good. The other long form article I'm not gonna read the details to, but I thought was like, man, I like being black moment. It was Slate's How to Talk to Your QAnon Loved Ones This Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Good to be black, ain't it? Oh man, it's nice to not have to do that shit. I'm not saying every black person, I'm sure some of y'all got some conservative, conspiracy, Republican type motherfuckers in your life, but man, the odds are so much lower when you're black. Like, you might have to deal with some hotep shit, some churchy shit, but the QAnon shit, man.
It's a very, very low percentage, and odds are them niggas ain't gonna fuck with the family anyway, and everybody gonna say, we knew that nigga was weird.
Yeah, like, you first identify what type of Q member they are.
Oh shit, it's levels!
Yeah, I watched that Into the Storm, it's levels, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, not all the people that was at the insurrection was the same level.
They went level 10.
Some people went inside, some stayed outside. Some was just doing it for the gram. It depends. Ask yourself how I might help them find an off-ramp. Be mindful of other perils on the journey out. Yeah, and man, I'll tell you what's sad. They got a Reddit, and I've listened to a podcast about this before. But these people trying to get their families out of QAnon, damn, that shit is sad.
Because it's these people are brainwashed, so it's really, really hard to get them out once they've kind of sunk so far. And all jokes aside, like, my heart kind of goes out to the people that are like trying to coax and pull family members out, going, no, this is not healthy and you don't need to be here.
Because like the way it's like they're talking about a dead person when you hear them talk about it, it's like, mm-hmm, yeah, because the way the shit works is like they get involved, and then there's a point where when you start pointing out how crazy they sound, they cut you off, mm-hmm, and they just fold completely into the online, like, these are my only friends, this Facebook group is the only, like, they go completely, oh, and they will talk about cutting their own family off and all this shit. It's like, man, and now y'all just going back to Thanksgiving. The other reason I ain't going to Thanksgiving with these niggas, I know they ain't vaccinated.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I believe in Q and all this shit, but you know, I got my vaccine. No, 0% overlap.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, man, what a wild fucking thing. All three of the Ahmaud Arbery killers face life behind bars after they got found guilty of his murder.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that I didn't want to say it too much on the show and on Twitter and stuff, but I honestly would have been shocked if they got off. Wasn't shocked Dylan Roof got off, even though I think something he did had to have been illegal. I don't give a fuck what people, you know, you can try to rationalize all you want. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker got in his car to go to another state with a gun to protect businesses. Everything about that is wrong.
Business you don't own.
Right. Everything about this motherfucker was wrong. But I understood, like, legally, gonna be hard to get him in jail. you know, the Second Amendment and self-defense and all the shit that we got. If it's not a clean case of him showing up and just busting shots with no provocation, it's gonna be hard. We've all seen it with Trayvon and Zimmerman, where, you know, there's still people to this day that think this bitch ass nigga could just stalk a child and fucking kill him, and because it's self-defense, once the child says, hey man, what the fuck are you doing, and then it's now it's my self-defense, I get to kill you. You know, it's crazy shit like that. So you know, it's, none of this is beyond reproach when we think about these issues. But that one, and I actually watched that video, and I never watched these videos really, and I know, you know, everybody's gonna shake their head and all this, and I get it, y'all didn't watch it. I don't watch most of them either. I didn't try to watch. I wasn't like, let me watch this. I can't wait. Came home, I was like, ooh, turn on the big TV. Like, no, I didn't want to watch it, but I ended up watching it. I forget exactly how, whether it's auto play or some shit, but you know, that was one of those ones I saw. I was like, oh yeah, they going to jail. That was whenever I first saw it. It, like, if anything was, if anything, I was more like, wow, I'm surprised it's not other people going to jail, because when we saw the video on social media, it was like 60 or 70 days after it actually happened and no one had been charged with anything.
Right.
And I was like, well then that sounds like a cover up.
Yeah, that's what the families, yeah, members of the family are saying that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was so obvious, like the details that came out was like, well, he was looking around this house that was being constructed, and they had some thefts in the area, even though they never really highlighted the who was stealing what, and no proof of that.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I think you showed the film of him going in there and not touching or stealing anything.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was just a lot of like speculation, and you know, with racist people, any speculation that exonerates the racist people, it's is good. Any speculation that, oh, these motherfuckers might be racist, look at this thing they wrote, it's always some excuse, you know. So yeah, I'm not shocked that these motherfuckers going to jail. And I would have been shocked, honest to God, I would have been shocked if I would have. I know a lot of people are like, I wouldn't be shocked, but most of the people that say that, honestly, I think they're just insulating and protecting themselves in a way emotionally so that they can't be disappointed. But let me tell you something about that. You're full of shit. You're gonna be disappointed.
Oh, right. That's why you're talking about it, because
so,
you're disappointed.
So you're not really, you're actually not protecting shit, because the true you is gonna come out and you will be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I mean I was a person that was expecting Dylan Roof to get off, and when I heard the verdict, I still went, damn, you know what I mean? Like, and at no point did I think he was going to jail. No point I think he's getting any serious trouble. Everything I saw about the trial and that judge sounded like the kid was getting off scot-free, and I still was like, of course, you know what I mean?
Dylan Roof, don't you mean?
I meant Kyle Rittenhouse. They all go together.
I clear they do, don't they? They
so,
all start splendid
so
same.
There's so many, but yeah. So I'm just glad these motherfuckers got found guilty, but you know, I expected them to, because it was just so open and shut. I couldn't imagine the level of mistrial of justice it would have taken, and you know, everything I saw about the trial, what motions were being allowed, the prosecutor. Nothing from that trial sounded like, oh man, they fucked up, you know?
It was a setup from the beginning.
But yeah, good. Somebody is leaving explicit photos around Walt Disney World hotel resorts. They're leaving photos of dicks.
Oh, okay.
Around Walt Disney. It's happened at least twice, and both times it was reported to the sheriff's office.
You can't do that at the Magical World of Disney.
Right. What do you think this is? Six Flags? At Disney's Art of Animation Resort, a restaurant worker was cleaning the dining room August 22nd when an employee made the discovery of a photograph that was hidden under a napkin holder by the soda counter. A similar photo was left at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground.
What, they got a dick bandit? You just going around dropping prints off?
The dick pic bandit strikes again.
Right.
Better call the dick pic CSI.
Ha ha! Put him on a case!
You can see this one, the veins were to the right, so we know the victim was right-handed. Both photos were taken using the color Fuji film. The sheriff's report did not mention if there were any suspects, but authorities noted that they didn't know when the photograph was left at the Art of Animation, and there was no Disney surveillance footage available to look at. All the employees working that day had left by the time the sheriff's office spotted. Meanwhile, Orange County Sheriff's Office kept the photo as evidence. who's the person that got the, I'll keep it. Yeah, just pass it on to me. I got it. Yeah. Just for evidence, you know what I'm saying? They tucked it in like they in their shirt or their bra. just a little evidence for the house, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Gotta get to the bottom of this, or the shaft, as I say.
Gotta get this ball rolling.
You know, we got us an emergency, and the economy's doing bad, y'all. I should have got some economy is doing bad music.
Oh shit, what happened?
Dollar Tree is permanently increasing prices to $1.25.
$1.25?
I know,
Kim. I know, I'm old and black. I'm sorry. Very upset. I mean, I know it ain't number 25 cent, but bitch, well, 25 cent.
This is why I say don't pay them $15 an hour. I'm not paying no extra 25 cent. You see that indignity that Karen just had?
I'm part of the problem.
Fuck you and your living wage. What, you want to actually feed your kids? I don't think so.
Well, my thing is this. If you're going to go up to $1.25, even $1.50, I want to see they pay go up. Don't raise it up just to jack it up then.
The price been $1 for 35 years.
35? I ain't realized it was that long. The bulk of my life.
So.
A lot has happened in 35 years.
It said it'll give Dollar Tree more flexibility to reintroduce items that have been pulled from the shelves because they couldn't afford them anymore, expand its selection, and bring new products and sizes to the stores.
That makes sense. Probably because, like you said, they had to reduce some of the size. It's like, look, almost like Wendy's and McDonald's, how everybody don't have the 99 cent menu no more. Everybody is like 99 cent and more, because you know that burger, to make it cost more, like we actually losing profit every time we sell it. So I can see them losing profit every time they sell it, and they only went 25 cents. So
they said they will begin selling items priced at $1.25 and $1.50 at some locations for the first time.
Oh shit.
They will also add items priced at $3 and $5 to the store. Well, now I think you should change the name to like $1, $1.25, $1.50, $3, $5 Dollar Tree. I know it's a longer sign, but yeah, I mean, let's just be accurate.
Yeah, Dollar Tree is a false advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dollar Store is a false advertisement. This is Dollar Tree, but Dollar Store.
Well, it's not Dollar Store, it's Dollar Tree.
Okay, Dollar Tree, false advertisement then.
I mean, it's like Dollar General, like, y'all should have never did that shit. We was always charging more than Dollar.
We was always charging more. And it's probably to be competitive with the $5. I don't think I ever been there, but I've heard of the $5 at most store. A five and under store? I think it's five and under. What are them $5 stores? So I guess they want to be more competitive with something like that. Oh, Five Below. That's what it is. Thank you.
Jay-Z becomes most Grammy-nominated artist in history. Yeah, they released the Grammys nominations. And he got 3 nominations this year.
Mm.
Which brings him to 83. And he had been tied with Quincy Jones before this.
Wow.
Now, what? I don't know if he's ever won one, though.
Grammy? I think he has.
I don't know.
I know he got awards.
I know he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why I feel like...
the Grammy, I know he's won awards before, though. I don't know about that one.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, he's won. I guess it was Album of the Year. I guess he never won. But yeah, he's won like rap songs, stuff like that.
They talk about that, how it's amazing some of the most decorated artists go through their whole lifetime and they never win a album of the year.
Yeah, he got a rap album in 1999. Mm-hmm. I don't think he had any other rap album of the years. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, man, like Jay-Z's one of those people for me that I think he's so talented and he's one of those people that he's quote unquote too big to fail in a lot of people's eyes, to the point where you can actually talk shit about him because you expect him to be around even if you talk shit,
right?
You know, if you say his album was whack, you're like, it's fine, I know he's getting another album,
right?
You know, with some artists you don't feel that way, and it leads people to be a little more hyperbolic about them and any critique of those artists, because like, oh, they might not get another art album if we keep talking shit. But with Jay-Z, it's like he'll be around, and And I've just been impressed by the latest run of Jay-Z. He's gotten older and some of the depth he's added to his songs and vulnerability that just was not always there. Mm-hmm. Or it was there behind this like facade of like machismo that he was performing. Mm-hmm. That I think he might not be in his quote-unquote prime, or it might not give you that 1999 feeling that you had back in the day, but right. I like a lot of his shit. I applaud the work that he's doing, so good for him. Target gonna keep stores closed on Thanksgiving for good. Yeah, part of me wonders if it's just the labor shortage. Because a few restaurants and stores have been taking, they've been getting the brownie points. Like I said, do your thing. No, I ain't knocking it. But they've been getting like these extra bonus points for being like, and that's why we're doing blank. And you're like, also it saves you money.
Yes. And no, a lot of stores think they're slick. What they've been doing is like, they've been nipping an hour or two and closing. So they closed earlier. They've been opening, 30 minutes to an hour later, so that saves you time. Even when me and Roger for the movie theaters, because on even through the week and on Saturdays and Sundays, a lot of movie theaters would open up at 10 a.m., like 10 and 11.
Used to.
But now there's like, nah, bitch, don't come in here till 1. And you're like, then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, probably because you don't have the staff to actually have somebody come in there at 10 a.m. But I like coming in at 10 a.m. during weekday if I'm off work, or 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, because it's just convenient, because less people are going to be in there. And the thing is, I think the coronavirus caused companies to do it last year, and I think that's what's causing some companies to do it this year. And there's some companies that was closed last year that actually opened this year because the economy is doing better. So you were never dedicated to it, so for them making this permanent choice, mm-hmm. means they were dedicated to the cause. It wasn't just because of the economy.
Right.
For a lot of people, they go, we were closed last year, but this year we're gonna be closing at 6, closing at 2. It's like, oh, y'all wasn't really serious.
Right. I used to make a joke every Thanksgiving, like right after I would eat, I'd go on Twitter or Facebook and be like, all right, just finished dinner, time to start shopping. Like, it's Thanksgiving for me, but fuck them people that gotta work, right?
Right. And it had got to the point where it's not as bad as it used to be. And me and mama's kind of talking about this. I think with online shopping, it did a shift, because it had got to the point where I used to see some niggas like, why y'all show up? Y'all show up here just to stuff your face, to turn around and leave and go to the store. And it's like, for some rinky dinky shit, or some shit that you don't need, or they only got three of them, and your black ass ain't gonna get there quick enough to get the three that they got in stock. Or some shit you can get tomorrow, or some shit you can buy any other time of the week. What is so special about the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think it's just funny, because like, it would be like, I remember when Black Friday started at like 5 a.m. on Friday, mm-hmm. but the last like 5 years, it had been like Black Friday was starting at like Thursday at like 5 p.m.
Yes.
It was like, that's not Black Friday. Mm-mm. That's just shopping on Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
So I always thought that was so funny. It was like, those people can't be getting a day. Like, it already wasn't really a day off, because when it right. was 5 a.m, those people had to stock all night, do midnight shifts, come in, like close the store early on Wednesday or whatever, on Thursday, start doing a bunch of stocking, and then like at 4-5 a.m, motherfuckers come in breaking shit and yelling at each other,
fighting.
But man, when they just, it was like the audacity of just being like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and start this at 3 o'clock on Thursday. I'm like, nigga, that's not no Black Friday.
And people be scarfing that, but like, all right, I got to go to the store.
Right. Motherfuckers like, in line at Target with their plate.
Yes!
Like, I got a to-go plate, just like, what's some good dressing? And these motherfuckers open up, I can't wait to punch a nigga in the face for a TV.
Let me get my strength up.
Oh, no, my macaroni touching my cranberry juice sauce. Oh, I'm gonna really fuck somebody up now.
Right, I'm extra mad. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? For some specials that ain't really that special. And for a lot of people, they probably charge that shit on your car. And if you don't pay that bitch off, the sale ain't a sale.
Yeah, so funny. Lastly, and the economy is doing bad, which, like I said, I should have a song. think I saved some beats, but I don't remember using these. I don't know, that sounds upbeat. Sound like the economy doing great.
That sounds like the economy is booming.
What's this one? All right. Last story in the economy doing bad. Quebec producers tap maple syrup stockpile. But they say no shortages are imminent.
Mm-mm.
It's never good when you go to the stockpile, though. That's not what stockpiles Mm-mm. are for, y'all. Mm-mm. Can't trick me.
Can't trick me. That means it's a problem. They take maple syrup serious. We watched a documentary on that, and them folks were serious about the maple syrup trees.
When the last time any of us hit our stockpile of anything, but it wasn't, you know, time for it? You know? Like, y'all hitting that. The governments don't do stockpiles Mm-mm. lightly.
No, they do not. That, you know, they take maple syrup seriously. Yeah. Fines and fees, and it's gangsta up there when it comes to maple syrup.
They said an increase in demand coupled with an average year for production has forced Quebec maple syrup producers to tap into their strategic stockpile to ensure no pancake is left without the sweet golden sap. Mm-hmm. Yep, because people probably just been inside making breakfast or dinner for 2 years.
I bet you they have. They probably been going through that shit.
Yep. So, all right, let's get into some other stuff. We've been going for a while. I think we can go ahead and go straight into Guess the Race. We've had a good time. I hope y'all had a good time. What time is it?
It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race.
That's right. Guess the Race, the game where we go all around the globe, find different articles, and we guess the race of the people involved. And of course, Karen plays and the chat room plays, and all those people that are playing are also racist, okay, as hell. Our first story on the docket is from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Had a terrifying encounter with a customer armed with an AK-47 rifle.
Oh, shit.
This is the man police arrested, Charles Dondi Jr. He had apparently gone to the Little Caesars store in Cedar Bluff Road last night around 9 o'clock to order a pepperoni pizza. Well, according to Knoxville police, the restaurant told him it would take 10 minutes to make, and he got upset, demanding free breadsticks and going outside to wait. Workers, they told police he came back in with a rifle in hand, pointing it at them, demanding his pizza right away, right then. A victim who had also ordered a pepperoni pizza handed it to Dottie. Police say surveillance video shows that along the way, Dottie stopped a worker from leaving, confronting him in the lobby. Dottie is charged with multiple counts of aggravated assault and aggravated kidnapping.
Man.
Oh. I'm going black. And he acted such a fool. The person who just got that fresh pepperoni pizza. I wait. Here, you can take my pizza.
What is
just
this?
Don't shoot the place up.
What does it say about the quality of Little Caesars that a 10-minute wait on your pizza is too long? Is like, I gotta get the AK, I see.
Oh, because they promote hot and ready.
Now, that's what I'm saying, but what does it say about the quality? I didn't say about the,
okay.
The brand. I'm saying how good can pizza be that is like, you know, like,
I love pizza and I ain't never acted a fool like that.
Yeah, it's not like you went to my point is like, it's not like this motherfucker went to, you know, some like, oh man, they in there making pizzas by the hand or whatever. Like this motherfucker's ready to kill people over Little Caesars.
Not Little Caesars. I mean, at least step your game up a little bit.
Yeah. So all right, Karen's going black. Let's check the chat room, see what they believe is racist. At the shack, return with a commission came out of your check. I don't like anyone. Oh, that's not race. Falling down white. Letting the chopper spray black. White and ready. White and ready. Hot and white. QAnon got issues with pizza places. White. That is true. He could have been part of Pizzagate. E2 whitey. White, hot, anger. I'ma shoot ya, white. The correct answer is, Karen said black.
Mm-hmm.
He was white.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
His name does sound black.
Right.
Charles Dottie Jr. That sound like a black man.
Old black man name too.
But it was a white man. A very white looking dude too. So yeah. 10 minutes or less, I guess.
Apparently so. That's the time limit.
I like also there were so many little notes in that article I loved. I think my favorite though was him going, I demand some breadsticks.
Oh, I got to wait.
Ten minutes. I mean, some breadsticks. So I'm shooting this motherfucker the fuck up.
Y'all gonna give me an appetizer?
Everybody in here dying tonight.
Right, like I said, that's why the other couple. Like, you can take my tape. It's here. You go. I will wait the extra 10 minutes.
A Randy couple had oral sex in the cop car. At the woman said, "We should make OnlyFans vid."
Oh, how you get in the cop car? Unless you was already, okay, you said it was arrested, okay.
A raunchy couple filmed themselves having oral sex in the back of a police car for OnlyFans. Summer Watkins, 24, allegedly asked a police officer twice if she was allowed to perform oral sex on Jordan Noah, 24, inside the cop car. Both times, Watkins was told no by Florida Highway, of course, Florida, of course. By Florida Highway Trooper J.D. Perez Morales, who left the couple alone in the back, only to later discover in the security footage she had ignored his response. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, you can't leave this kind of couple alone.
You should have stayed in the vehicle.
Yeah, like that's really on you. You wanted to see them. You wanted to see some dick sucking. Let's be honest. This motherfucker, no, you can't do it. Anyway, I'm gonna hop out the car and go check on these donuts. I won't be back for about 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not saying neither here nor there. Just
take your time.
I always talk out loud like this to myself. And the camera is rolling, if you know what I'm saying. Noah was stopped by police for allegedly driving his black BMW on a suspended license on November 23rd, while Watkins was in the passenger seat. As police were set to drive Noah to the station, they offered Watkins a lift, which presented her with the perfect opportunity to create X-rated content. Okay, so it was like, oh, he's going to the station, you're just a passenger, you need a ride, we'll give you a ride. And she's like, well, since I'm in the back of the car and he already going to jail, I'd like to suck some dick
and go to jail with him. Now,
according to the warrant, Watkins told Noah, baby, we should record an OnlyFans video back here. She put the question to Trooper JD Perez Morales, asking, what if I suck his dick back here? He's replied saying, I told her she could not do that.
Right.
Not giving up, Watkins allegedly asked again, can I suck his dick back here? The couple were then left in the back for what was described as a short period of time. Wow, you didn't have to insult the man. Or humble brag on her skills, who knows, right?
Yeah, she might be good at a job. Yeah.
After reviewing the car's backseat CCTV, JD Perez Morales wrote in a statement, shortly after I closed the door, Mr. Noah took his penis out of his shorts while Watkins bent down and began performing oral sex. And after I jacked off to it 4 or 5 times, I reported it to my sergeant. And then he jacked off about 3 or 4 times, and then we reported that to the captain. And then he jacked off about that. And then we went to the chief. And then we all just kind of circled around, we were watching his desk. And
then we reported to the news. We
jacked off a few more times, and then we called Channel 9.
We called WSOC TV.
Noah filmed the act on his cell phone, and Watkins can be heard saying, fuck 5-0 while giving oral sex. So that's why they got in trouble. You didn't need to add the part about the police. They took that personally. Noah yelled into his phone, can y'all hear me? She's sucking dick in the back of the state troop right now.
Can y'all hear me? Is this thing on?
The couple's brazen admissions continued when Noah FaceTimed a pal and Watkins bragged, I just sucked this dick in the back of a police car. Having earlier dropped Watkins off, J.D. Perez Morales returned to arrest her for lewd and lascivious behavior and breach of peace once she had seen her backseat antics and jacked off a few times. Watkins was released from jail on a $1,000 bond and will appear in court December 16th. Noah charges ahead of his December 13th court date include driving on a suspended license, possession of a controlled substance, as well as indecent exposure in public, breach of peace, and lewd and lascivious behavior. Guess the race, and I'll just give you a hint. I don't think they're the same race.
What are their names again?
Okay. Her name, Summer Watkins. His name, Jordan Noah.
I think he is black and she's white.
All right, let's check the chat room. Black woman, white man. I got these cheeseburgers, black, her, him, white. The guy is black. Only whites have, okay. So she's black, he's white. Black woman, white man. Damn, sis. Black and salt and pepper, criminal swirl, black woman, white man. White, black folks too worried about getting shot. Well, I think they're different races, but making matzo ball soup out of balls, black girl, white guy. Negro bed wench and a cracker. Jesus Christ, Dr. Umar. The hell out of my chat room.
How'd you get in here? Who let you in here?
Tariq Nasheed that infiltrated the chat. He's South Asian, she's white. Black girl, he's white. Ebony and Ivory go down together, perfect harmony. That's which one though? She's black, he's white. White
Ebony,
people.
Ebony, black and white.
Yeah, but he didn't say which one. Her. Him.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the correct answer is, even though most of the people said black woman, white man, Karen, you got it right. Many of you missed it. That's him, definitely a black man. Mm-hmm. And I think she's a white woman, but she could be maybe something a little mixed with something, maybe could be possibly passing like you know, like the 1% drop rule. But so, but yeah, I'm definitely joining their OnlyFans. You know, if they get down like that in the cop car, I can't imagine what they're doing at the crib.
What?
All right, let's go to the bonus round.
Triple the points. 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 Triple the race. Triple the points. Triple the points. Triple the points. Triple the race.
All right, triple the points, triple the race in the last round of Guess the Race. Karen so far is 1-1. A satisfied Walmart patron is arrested. November 22nd. Need another reason to avoid your local Walmart during the holiday shopping crush? Here goes. A man is facing an obscenity charge for allegedly masturbating while watching porn on a laptop in the electronics department of a Walmart.
Well, goddamn!
In West Monroe, Louisiana.
They allow laptops to get hooked on the internet? Look like they would block them.
Yeah.
On the displays?
He was like, I need to see this. He was like, listen, I need to see if it's going to work for the paces I'm putting it through at home. Okay.
Right. That's the number one thing they blocked. They were like, yes, you can only go to the Walmart and Google.
He's like, listen, X-Hamster got a lot of pop-ups and this laptop might work on Walmart.com. But when I get home, I ain't going to be on Walmart.com.
Right.
I'm going to be on this hamster.
Yeah, block this shit. I don't understand. And make it not, make it where it can't get
it's hard to keep up with all the porn sites. They can't know them all.
He hit the random one that IT didn't block.
Yeah. Some of the porn sites don't even fucking look like porn sites.
They don't even make sense.
Like, they don't, like, the name sound like just a regular ass site. And you're like, oh, wait, this is porn? You know? Sometimes you just put the wrong letter. It's like, I meant to put Facebook, and I put Facebook, and it's like, we cooking bitches' faces with sperm. Look at this. Come to this website. And like, I didn't mean to do that. So, they can't block them all.
No, apparently they can't.
According to the arrest report, Alexander Pierce, 28, was captured Friday afternoon on store surveillance video, hunched over a laptop with his hand in his pants.
Not hunched over.
I don't know why hunched over is so comical to me. Like, oh, he was like that. You know what? Because it means he was in. He was serious about
yeah,
that thing.
Yeah, he forgot everybody was around him.
Yeah, anytime you got a hunch over, like you really in what? Standing up, you in the zone. Pierce, seen it right, has been barred from the retailer since July when he was arrested for shoplifting.
What? So he had no business in it anyway.
He was doing the five-finger discount again. When a cop confronted Pierce
on the internet
outside the Walmart, he claimed he had been watching music videos on a laptop, which could also be porn. Have you seen today's music videos?
You could tell the difference, you know, sometimes.
He could have been watching. He's like, and some wet ass pussy. While initially denying that he viewed pornographic material, he then admitted he was looking at pictures. Though he denied masturbating in the store, he reportedly told the officer he probably still had ejaculate on his hands from 4 hours prior.
They got film in the Walmart. You know they could film. You could watch, right?
And he had a film on his hand, a film of sperm.
Mm-hmm. He was like, "I got that sticky icky on me. You want, mm-hmm. want me to touch you?"
Oh, this sperm? No, you know what, officer? I see how you would think that, right? I definitely see what you're saying, because I have sperm on my hands right after I was hunched over a computer looking at pictures and videos.
Because I don't wash my hands afterwards, okay?
And you saw my hand down my pants. No, this is a crazy story. This is sperm for 4 hours ago. Right. When I was at the crib, you know what I'm saying? I just forgot to wash my hands before I touched my steering wheel, my door, my wallet, you know, all the stuff I need, you know, my car keys, Hey, but hey, happens all the time, right? I'm sure you've gotten to work a few times and been like, what is that on my hand? Oh, is that sperm?
What is that? Is that sperm residue?
Right. Pierce, whose address is listed as a resident in Sharpsburg, Georgia, was booked in the local county jail for a felony obscenity count and a misdemeanor trespass. His bond was set at $5,200. Karen, guess the race.
What's his name again?
His name is Alexander Pierce.
Black.
Karen's going with black for this one. Something about me. That's not right. What in the X video is going on here? Black. Beat that deal, Walmart. White.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it would help to know what site he was on.
That would make sense. And what specific porn was he watching?
Yeah, like that would help. Beat that deal, Walmart. White. But do they have computers at BJ's? White man. Well, he's trying to get BJ's. He's like, they got BJ's at Walmart, is what I'm saying. Black, because two names like two balls. Blue light beating special black.
Oh, no.
In Georgia, but not Atlanta. Albany, white. White boy who lives in his parents' basements and they cut off the Wi-Fi. White is his wife beater. Black Friday. Black Friday. That's good. Piercing his hand black. Ebony like the porn. Ebony. That's such a
I use ebony.
Yeah, that's such a weird term, because I'm like, when people date interracially, I imagine, I can never know for sure, but none of these white dudes out here calling y'all ebonies, right?
Mm-mm.
Like, that's only a porn term. Mm. And it has to be for search engine purposes, is how I figure.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, there's got to be like, woman with black hair, but she ain't black. Or mm-hmm. her last name is something black, but she ain't black. So it's like, we need ebony. Because one, every person named Ebony is black.
The ebonies we know is black.
So search
engine. So for one time, the racism actually benefits us. Yes, just so ebony.
I just wonder if it ever comes up in people's dating lives if someone's like, you know, I was looking for an ebony girl. I always just thought white dudes say black chick. That was how you knew. Mm. That was like the white version of ebony in real life.
some women are saying they do say ebony.
That's they be saying ebony to y'all.
Old school word.
Oh man, that's so sad. Right? That is sad. I mean, I guess, well, I'm saying it's sad, but honestly, maybe that, you know, at least he be jacking off to y'all. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So in a way, it's like, it's sad because it's fetishization and shit, but it is kind of like, well, when he wants a nut, you know, I know where it goes. It could be worse.
I'm respectful to the ladies.
Yeah.
I just call them ebony.
Chocolate's not bad to me, devil bitch. That's her name in the chat. I'm mm-hmm. not calling her that.
Mm-mm.
But that's not that bad to me, because chocolate, black people can use chocolate too. Mm-hmm. Black people don't say ebony. We don't use that.
As a collective, we don't ebony.
Because they use it as a noun. They be like, I was messing with this ebony. You're like, what is that? What are you saying?
What happened?
I've never, even when I had white friends, they never like said no shit like that. Anyway, Karen, what race did you say?
Black.
Karen said black. The correct answer is white. You missed it.
Oh no!
A lot of you got it right, though.
used that sperm in his hell.
He does like something about Mary. All right, sword ratchet this time, and then we can wrap this bad boy up.
He looked like a creep. Of course he's in there hunching over.
Yeah, there's no way to not look creepy hunched over your hand in the pants.
Right?
No matter who you are. You could be Idris Elba or somebody, the sexiest man in the world. You bent over with your hand in your pants. If you hunched over jacking off with your hand in your pants, you look
somebody
like
asking
a creep.
Questions.
Well, you look like a creep is my point. Mm-hmm. It literally don't matter who you are.
Right.
No one's ever seen that sight and been like, I'm intrigued. Everybody's like, is this
you don't even
okay?
have the luxury of laying down.
Right. In public. Sword-wielding in Bay County, Florida man sentenced to life in prison for stabbing death. Oh, you love to see life in prison for him.
Oh, no.
Asher Martin, 22, received his life sentence for the 2020 stabbing of Christopher Whaley, whose body was left in a burning van after he was killed. Martin was convicted of second-degree murder and principal to arson. According to a state attorney office press release, Circuit City Judge Dustin Stephenson agreed with the prosecutor Devin Collier's assessment that while the defendant might have been a good person at one time, what he did on April 27, 2020 when he killed Wally with a sword demanded a harsh sentence. Although family members and friends testified at Martin's sentencing Friday that he was a kind person growing up, and Martin himself read a letter to the court and the victim family of the victim apologizing for taking his life, Collier said it amounted to an attempt by the defendant to hoodwink the court into a lighter sentence. He may have been a nice kid, but that's not who's sitting in the courtroom before the court. Sitting at the defense table is an admitted murderer. Where we heard today he was not the defendant on that day because immediately after he committed this murder in cold blood, he was smiling from ear to ear. That's how they be. That's how them sword wielders be. He is dangerous. He is the very definition of a menace to society. There is a place for someone like that, and it's in the Florida Department of Corrections. Stevenson is handing down his sentence agreed that whatever Martin might have been before, the evidence presented by prosecutors showed the need for a severe punishment. The jury deliberated 13 minutes before finding him guilty.
Oh, just long enough. Shit, they was 2 minutes short of a 15 minute break.
Yeah, everybody was like, y'all ready to go home? Like, that's the kind of
they was like, shit, I didn't have time to get a snack from the vending machine.
Yeah, that's kind of jury you hope to get on if you got to do jury duty. They're like, so we all agree he did the shit, right? Before right. we even do we this, need to yeah. count hands?
I mean we can sit here for 7 minutes. I'll tell you what, just walked out the door.
Anyone think he didn't do it, raise your hand. Oh, cool, sound like we're gonna be done. All right, so the main thing is gonna take a lot of time writing down everybody's names.
Right.
When we go read the verdict. So who wants to read? That's all we got to do. So yep, good, go to jail. Can't be killing people out here.
Mm-mm.
And just acting like it's all good. All right, y'all, that's it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mwah.
I'm sorry.
All right, until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.